This is the first part of the argument. The second part is that artificial intelligence is imagined to be a mystical thing that only exists in the future, or it may exist in the present, but it has to be shrouded in mystery. Let me give you an example. The A-star algorithm used to be called AI and was, and still is, widely taught in AI courses at many universities. A-star is used in many pathfinding situations where we seek to go from A to B on a map in the presence of possible obstacles. It is widely used in robotics and computer games. Nowadays, calling a pathfinding algorithm AI is simply preposterous. It is a simple, well-understood technique that does something we are used to. Imagine someone waving their GPS device claiming that there is AI in there. But back then, when it was new, hazy, and poorly understood, we put it in a drawer with the label AI on it. As soon as people start to understand it, they pull it out from this drawer and disgustedly claim, well, this is not AI, it's just a graph algorithm. Graphs are not AI, that's just mathematics. It is important to note that none of the techniques that we see today are mysterious in any sense. The entirety of deep learning and everything else is a series of carefully prescribed mathematical operations. I will try to briefly assess the two arguments. Arguments about AI are not about the algorithms they seem to be discussing, but about the very definition of AI, which is ill-defined at best. AI is imagined to be a mystical thing that only exists in the future, or it may exist in the present, but it has to be in some way shrouded in mystery. The good news is that using this knowledge, we can easily diffuse such futile arguments. If someone says that deep learning is not artificial intelligence because all it does is matrix algebra, we can ask, okay, what is your definition of artificial intelligence? If this person defines AI as being a sentient learning being akin to humans, then we have immediately arrived to a conclusion that deep learning is not AI. Let us not fool ourselves by thinking that we are arguing about things when we are simply arguing about definitions. As soon as the definition is agreed upon, the conclusion emerges effortlessly.